There it is.
Oh.
Oh.
Cinematic edition.
You know what? I think it's telling how long we've been doing this that I feel like in our first one of these we mentioned a pink berry. When was the last time you saw a pink berry?
It's been a while.
All right.
I don't even. What is a pink berry, Gorb?
The Froyo.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Really though, what is Froyo? How is it different than sorbet? Do you know?
Sorbet is comes from Sesame Street. That's where they make it. It's like champagne. Like, it has to be made in a certain spot, or you else you have to call it like the other name.
You know what's really sad? I actually don't know, so I can't disprove that on the air.
What's
I
like the
think we
version
found
of
our question.
champagne that you can't that you can get anywhere because it's made anywhere? It starts with a P.
Generic?
Prosecco, maybe?
Oh, yes, yeah,
There you
the
go.
not champagne.
Not real champagne. Not Sesame Street sorbet.
I mean, listen, it's that upmarket value. Do you have a question? It's cinematic. You covered that. Do you have a question?
I almost did the THX sound. I was like, I don't want to hurt our poor listener. But then.
Well, you're going to listen to
Just
that after.
like the theme song, that felt extra long.
I mean, I think this is a weird, this is a Zorb and Gorb Schuster Audio Presents. It's
There
the
you go.
IMAX of.
This is
You know
you
what?
know
I think
there.
that's what I'm going to change our description to, the IMAX of podcasts. It's
Yeah, exactly.
a little
There's
cocky, but
you got to own it, We're in the land of kings here. We
No,
also,
I
what's the
don't.
name of those people who at like real theater shows like make all the sounds off to the side?
The orchestra?
The
In real
orchestra makes
theater
all those
shows.
sounds. I think it's called Foley or something. I think that's it.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. I do have a question, Gorb.
Okay, what is your question?
And my question is about wolves.
Oh boy.
Okay.
What about them?
Wolves. Now, I almost went with a time, like, guessing the era in which wolves changed into dogs.
I know
But
that offhand, I think, but.
I'm actually gonna say, I'm gonna have us guess from transition from wolf to dog, how many dog species there are.
Well, dogs are only one species.
How many different breeds of dog there are?
Okay. All right, that's workable.
There you go.
I love an over under.
Do I really? This might be something that I regret.
Question, are we going with extant dog breed? Like, can they be like, what about dog breeds that have gone extinct? Do they
Oh,
count or no?
that's so sad.
Well, I mean, it's life. It's life's orb. You should know that as an alien, a destroyer of world.
Oh, extraterrestrial life. Are we counting intergalactic dog species? Current extant dog species on Earth.
Look at us sounding so edumacated.
I know, right?
All right, I get to guess first, right?
Okay, yes, you do.
I'm gonna go. And it's dog breeds. Make sure you Google that. There's only one species, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 2600.
Okay.
What are you feeling?
I'm gonna go 1768.
Very specific. I love
I
it.
know. And well, we've
We'll be
got
back.
this.
Keep
We come back to you, defeated guessers, for our listener, you know. I hope our listener out there understands, you know, how difficult numbers are and how.
I mean, I think the truth is we just don't know that much about dogs.
That's true, but there's also infinity between zero and one, you know what I mean?
I mean, there's infinity between, yeah, I mean, that's fair. Huh. Okay,
Right,
well,
well, I
for
was
those who are
closer.
curious, he was, yeah,
350.
there's like 350. So
One,
we just
350
really like dogs.
thousand.
We hoped there were more dogs, but there's not, so it's a sad world.
Oh boy.
So yeah,
Okay,
you were
Gorb.
closer with like 1700 something. Do you want to go first? You want to come
I'm
up
gonna
next?
choose you to go first, and
Okay.
I think that means
You get to come up with the
I
prompt.
choose the
Yeah.
prompt,
Yeah,
right?
you choose the prompt, yeah. And then
Okay.
you're gonna go last. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll end it. So 15, 15, 15. I got my timer ready.
Okay. The prompt is to tell me about that really silly wolf boy.
Ah, what a classic. Starting my 15. You have your timer?
Yeah, I had it the whole time.
All right, you should time my segments, I'll time yours. Tell me when you start it, and I'll tell you about that really silly wolf boy.
Okay, Gorb. 15 minutes on the clock. Cinematic edition. You're on.
Okay, the really silly wolf boy. Oh boy, let me tell you about him.
Oh boy.
Boy. So where to begin, right?
Where do you begin with this one, you know?
It's complex. There's nuance here.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. You know who it's really not easy for?
Who?
A really silly wolf boy. Now, wolves are, in truth, you know, majestic creatures.
They are.
They're like good at killing.
A ancient symbols in most cultures.
Yep, they can do good in snow. They're
They can.
not as smart as like humans, though, according to current science. So
I haven't seen them reach the tool stage yet.
yeah, I mean they're, you know, it's the research is still pending, but it's not looking good.
Wolves are patent pending, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's rough out there. So, you know, because they're you know, not people or dolphins. Like if it was the really it would just be the really dolphin boy, because he wouldn't be silly. Dolphins are already smart, right?
Yeah.
It's he's a wolf boy. So when Dr. Phlebas Dr. Phlebas McMick,
Yeah.
when he first created the first w wolf boy, he discovered.
In what environment was he? So he created the wolf boy. It wasn't like a freak accident.
I mean, how much detail do you want me to go into?
I mean, the listener needs to know, of course.
Okay. It's like what's that thing called? It's the CRISPR, you know? He had
Yeah. So gene editing technology.
Yeah, and he took look just like a regular boy and then added wolf into it's I'm not gonna get into
Very
much.
Pinocchio-esque.
Very Pinocchio. No, I mean obviously a doctor, what was his first name? Phlebas
Yeah.
Micmic. Let's just say, you know, this is pretty avant-garde, you know, scientific experimentation.
Yeah.
I don't know the UN laws about merging boy and wolf, but I'm
May
pretty
be
sure it's
frowned
illegal.
upon.
It's definitely, it is at a minimum frowned upon.
If you check like the UN's like risk factors, frowned upon is it's a low level, but it's still on there.
It's definitely not good. So
which is
in
the
this.
next level above frowned upon.
If you go to their website, it's frowned upon, then just definitely not good, and then
Definitely
elite.
not good. And then it's just code red a few levels down.
So Dr. Phlebas McMick, he used some gene editing technology and a human embryo, and he created the first wolf boy. Now,
Yeah.
little did he know, Mr. Phlebas, Dr. Phlebas. Well, he's not a doctor anymore because he's making wolf boys. And
Lost
that's
his certification, or does he have a doctorate in like a weird field?
I mean, he had a doctorate before he started making wolf boys because, fun fact,
Was.
it's generally frowned upon by pretty much anybody.
Perhaps definitely not good.
It's like on the scale, it's almost definitely not good. But just
Yeah.
like, there's like one other scientist in Kazakhstan who's like, is it really that bad? So it hasn't really hit that bar yet.
Yeah.
He was a doctor. He's an ex-doctor now. I don't know if that's a thing, but that
He's
sounds like a thing.
dis Doctor Bard.
Yeah, he was excommunicated from
There you
the
go.
doctors.
Exiled.
And so that's how he made the wolf boy on an island somewhere off the coast of Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold. The wolves. I don't think there's wolves in Iceland, but he brought one.
He got one, yeah.
He got one, he's still got money. Little did he know, this wolf boy turned out to be very silly.
Yeah.
Now, you might ask yourself, why? Why would he make a wolf boy?
Yeah. What drove him to do this?
And that's a great question. Sorry. So have you ever seen the movie Jurassic Park?
I most certainly have.
Yeah. So it was nothing like that. The reason Dr.
Why do
Phlebas.
you mention Gorb?
So the reason Dr. Phlebas. I mean, it is an island, but the Jurassic Park island, that was like Costa Rica. It was like
So, along the
warm.
same line as like Costa Rica or not Costa,
Well, I mean,
because
I don't know about you. I would consider Iceland a different category, of island.
yeah.
It's a bit chillier. Anyway, Dr. Phlebas, he had a bit of a gambling problem.
Okay.
And then he owed money to some very questionable organizations.
Yeah.
Some questionable organizations that wanted really good fighters. They want
Like fighters for like underground fighting?
just general killing, It's
Like super soldiers?
they didn't get specific with it.
We just need fighters.
They said, "Have you seen a wolf? We want something like that." And he said, "How about a wolf boy?" And they were like, "Can you do that? Is
Who are
that
these
a thing?"
people?
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
Anyway, he was in pretty deep. It was either that or lose like all of his fingers.
So they
He
were
was
like
still have
threatening
half a
him. They're
dime.
like, make us a wolf boy.
Yeah, they were like, "Yeah, make us a wolf boy." And he was like, "Que sera, I guess." I don't know. He moved to Iceland and he made a wolf boy.
Yep.
Time check.
8 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay. Wow, I thought I killed more time than that. So, and obviously, I don't know if you know much about wolf boys. You probably don't because they're genuinely frowned upon. Widely regarded as
Genuinely, not generally, genuinely frowned
the one guy
upon.
in Kazakhstan changed his opinion. Now they're genuinely frowned upon,
Yeah, at this point
generally.
in time,
Yeah, no,
yes.
they're
It's
up
a
on the scale.
subset
They're up on the scale to widely regarded as a bad idea.
level.
So wolf boys, it's not like you can just make one and then expect it to immediately understand the fine points of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah.
First off, it's still it's a boy, right? It's a
Yeah.
baby wolf man at a point, and you've got to
Old
like
is he at this point? Does he have like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu teacher?
Well, not at first, I mean, and
Okay.
also, I mean, I'm sugarcoating it a bit. It's,
Things are much worse for
sometimes,
him.
science is not as cooperative. The first like six wolf boys just like died straight up. It was
Oh, so he's number seven.
he's number seven. He doesn't know that because it's not really fun to know that the six previous to you died horrible
Hard
genetic
to get your
diseases.
wolf boy to do
Yeah, you know,
BJJ
but this dude
lessons if he
lived.
knows
He's
the past six died.
Yeah, I mean, he's lived up until like age 4, maybe 5. You know what? Scratch it. He's 7.
Yeah, there you go.
He's 7, and so they finally brought in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor.
What's the
Now,
BJJ's teacher name?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin from Reykjavik.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I
Wait,
mean,
from, like, he's from Reykjavik, or his name is from Reykjavik?
both. Why not both?
Oh.
Island's off the coast of Iceland. So
There you go.
he happens to be from Reykjavik, and his last name is from Reykjavik.
There you go.
Yep. And so yeah, so when they brought Kevin, we're just gonna call him Kevin,
Yeah.
to this little island to train the wolf boy. You know what? He's 7 years old. I should probably give him a name.
Yeah, there you go. Is it Wolf Boy?
You know what? It's Wolf Boy. You know, the first six died, and Phlebas did not want to get too attached. It's just
He's
Wolf
like,
Boy.
you're a whole boy.
So, Wolf Boy. Now,
Has he like made it the farthest? Like, were there other ones that like made it as far as him, or?
number six made it to like 6 months. It's, you know, he's really come light years beyond the others.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean,
he's
he's
a
pretty
prodigy. He's
stable.
a prodigy wolf
He
boy.
is stable
Yeah.
genetically.
What does he look like? I mean, like I know we've got like a general idea.
You want like a description? Okay. Take your average 7-year-old boy and then take your average wolf. Now, in your mind, mash them together.
There you go.
It's up to you. You think about it. Don't make me do the work.
Listeners got to carry a little bit of the weight
You
here.
gotta work a little bit. So Wolf Boy, you know, he's got this pretty. I should also mention that you might be wondering what kind of organization would be okay waiting 7 years at a minimum for
I
results.
gotta know.
And it's one of the world's least known but most deadly mafia, just because of their, impressive patience. You know, they can really wait it out for a result. It's the Icelandic mob.
Oh,
Yeah,
the
that's
Icemen.
yeah, the Icemen. Yeah, it's great. They're the Icemen. Yeah, based in Reykjavik.
But are they from Reykjavik?
Some of them. Yeah, I mean, Kevin's like associate. He's got a cousin.
Okay. But he's not directly, he's not a nice man himself.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, I don't. You know, it was hard to find a Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor in Iceland from the jump, and then to get him to be willing to just drop everything, come to a smaller, even colder island to train, quote unquote, in the email, a wolf boy for $500 a month plus room and board.
Oh my
So,
God, he
you
was
know, the pool
desperate.
was pretty narrow. But yeah, so Kevin from Reykjavik, he's there. Time check.
3 minutes.
And the first lesson is about to begin. Right?
Yeah.
And the first lesson just ended. Let's just say it just went really poorly. Kevin came up to Dr. Fleeb and said,
About to say it was very fast.
yeah, no, well, that's how poorly it went. He was like, this boy is just too silly.
What made Kevin say this?
Time check? Can you let me know when I got like 30 seconds left?
Yeah, you're at 2 minute 45.
Well, what made Kevin say this? Great question. So I don't know much about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Neither does Wolf Boy. So I think it should be okay. You know, I guess the first thing was like, I don't know, fighting stance, maybe stretching. I don't even know. And
Yeah,
Wolf
they
Boy
didn't even
just
make it past the
growled.
stretching.
Yeah, I mean, he just growled and then chased it a shadow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, without getting too much into sort of some mundane details here, imagine trying to teach Brazilian jiu-jitsu to your dog, right? Okay, and but then like make your dog like smarter enough so that it can also be a disobedient 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And then so like think how that is. It's not fun, even for Kevin from Reykjavik. He's like
Yeah.
kind of in a jam that he took this job in the first place.
It's like we're gonna have to make this work.
That's what Dr. Fleabus said. He said, "Kevin, I am so deep in the hole. I don't care what you do. Wolf Boy needs to learn how to fight in 2 weeks." And he said, 2 weeks? He's 7, right? Why does he look like that? Can he even talk? And then Wolf Boy just growls in the background.
Yeah.
And Dr. Fleabus says, they didn't ask me to make a talking boy. They asked for a wolf boy who could fight. He is currently a wolf boy, Kevin. He cannot fight yet. Do your job.
Yeah.
And Kevin is like, I don't get paid enough for this. And Dr. Fleabus said, well, are you gonna swim back to the mainland? Because kind of seems like you're stuck here, Kevin.
Yeah, sorry, it's an island, Kev.
You might know Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but sadly, I've got 6 armed scientist guards in the back with
One
guns.
minute.
And Kevin's like, all right, fine. We'll start with weapons. See if he can even understand. Can he hold things? I'm not even. Does he have thumbs? So Kevin grabs, like one of those long wooden sticks,
Yeah.
like
Like a dueling staff.
like something like that. And he holds it up and he says, Wolf boy, come on over here. Stop being so silly. Right, see what I'm doing? And Wolf boy, time check.
30 seconds.
He just sees the stick, gets very excited, and then runs at Kevin full speed. And he is stronger than wolf or boy, let me tell you.
The strength meter is off the
It is,
charts.
it's like a squared relationship, not even addition. He barrels into Kevin and then just immediately, with his half human, half canine teeth, rips out the man's throat.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh boy.
Are you ready to take over for a moment?
Oh, I was born ready, Gorb.
All right, here you go. 15 minutes on the clock. Go.
So Kevin is laying in a pile of his own blood.
As one does.
And Dr. Florbus, or what's his name?
I believe it was Dr. Phlebas, ex-Dr. Phlebas,
Yeah,
Mick.
Dr. Phlebas, and he actually called in his brother, Dr. Florbus, too,
Nah.
because they're all struggling so much, so they both witnessed this happen, right?
Is Dr.
And
Fleabus a genetics guy too, or?
well, I can't relinquish too much information about Dr. Florbus at this moment in time because it will confuse you beyond measure. But
Okay.
I will make you recall that Dr. Phlebas is a CRISPR geneticist. So Dr. Florbus looks at him and goes, "Brother, this is not working out." He's like, "Listen, the Iceman, they sent me this like intimidating video." Meanwhile, they're saying all this while the Wolf Boy is just like, just
Gnawing on Kevin's
terrible things are
vertebrae.
happening to poor Kevin. Luckily, he has passed on a long time ago. Okay. He like pulls up this video. And it's of like the two Iceman like bosses.
What are their
Okay.
names?
It's Miss Yerka and Mr. Yanka. Okay. Then there are a couple. And Miss Yerka and Mr. Yanka, basically they send a video, right? And they're holding a balloon. And
Okay.
on the big inflated balloon full of water is like Florbus or Phlebas, across, like Dr. Phlebas, right?
Yep.
And oh God, the names. Yorvis and Yeevis.
I thought it was Florbus and Fleet. I think it was a Miss Youngus.
the two Iceman bosses, we're gonna call them Y and Z, right?
Y and Z,
Okay.
okay.
Why it's their nicknames because
Yeah,
they're the
Miss
bosses, right?
Yunkus.
Y is the wife, Z is the dad, okay?
The
Or
wife and
dad.
the dad. I think you mean the husband?
Listen, they had to get the genetics from the Wolf Boys somewhere.
I am so confused. Okay, anyway, continue.
Florbus and Phlebas are watching this video from Y and Z, right? Which, at the beginning of the video, they Floribus and Phlebas here. This is like my son. We need him to be able to do what the destiny, what the prophecy says he will do.
Yeah, right now
Right?
he seems more wolf than boy, I'm guessing to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing, like no, like, both Phlebas and Phlebas are like, how did they not know this was in the video they sent over text? Then they hold up the water balloon, and Z looks in the camera and goes, "Listen, if you don't get my wolf boy able to fight, this is gonna be you." And he takes like a dart from a dartboard and he pops the water balloon. End of video, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So Phlebas, Dr. Phlebas looks at Phlebas and he's like, go back to the lab and do stuff. Like, figure out something. Go back to the drawing
Do
board. And
stuff. Oh, poor Florbus.
Phlebas is like, that's what you said last time. And then now we have a dead guy in our Brazilian jiu-jitsu, like, little room we had to make. He's like, listen, I'm not giving up. Wolf
So,
boy. And he snaps at him twice. He's Wolf boy,
okay.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wolf boy sits. He's like, don't sit like that. Right, like sits like a pet dog, and he goes, listen, sit like this, crisscross applesauce. And Wolf Boy goes, yes, but it's also like a bark at the same time, you know what I mean?
When he
Okay.
says, like a Scooby, yes, does he then sit crisscross applesauce, or
He
does
does, he
he?
does.
All right.
For about 2 seconds.
Then
Then
you're
he
like,
starts doing cartwheels, right? Dude cannot sit still. And
oh.
he goes, Dad, I love you, Dad. But all like whenever he talks, it's like a bark.
It's like a Scooby-Doo voice.
Yeah. I love you, Dad. Right? And then Dr. Phlebas is like, I'm not your dad. And then like under his breath, he's like, I think we just found out who your real dad is, right? And it's Z from the Iceman. Okay.
God, I'm gonna need a bracket to understand this story. The comp.
I know, like, there's a character page in the liner notes.
Listen, all right.
Oh.
So where are we going from here? What's up with the dead body on the floor, Kevin, from
There's
Reykjavik?
not much left.
Young
But
wolf boy can read.
poor Kevin is disposed of with a certain type of acid that Dr. Phlebas had designed, right?
Okay.
They put back up the Craigslist ad. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Now this time they get a response, okay? And it's just an email that says where, when, how much, right?
Oh, on Craigslist.
Yeah, and Dr. Phlebas is responding on Craigslist, and Wolf Boy is over there in the background,
Gnawing on the corpse.
eating their rug. Okay.
Have they ever considered if they gave him a name that might like humanize him more, or is it just, I mean,
They thought about it. They thought about it, but Dr. Phlebas, the one time they tried to give him a different name, Wolf Boy just barked Wolf Boy back at them before they
it
could
was
even
too
finish
late.
a sentence.
He
Right?
was
Not even
already.
when they like tried to say a different name. Like until they brought his name back to Wolf Boy, they'd be like, "Do you Wolf Boy?" You just say it before they could even say anything else. He's like, "Okay, that's your name." So Wolf Boy must like his name very much.
He got attached to it. It was, yeah.
He's he Wolf Boy lives a pretty pleasant life. He runs
I mean,
around through the hot springs.
he sounds pretty excited. He sounds like he's just happy to be
Just
there.
having a great time, you know what I mean? But like,
Loving
here's the thing. The Icemen, they sent the person who responded to Dr. Phlebas.
Ah, what's this person's name?
Dr. Phlebas does not know this,
Okay.
okay?
Which Iceman or his wife, daughter? I'm
Well,
confused.
Y and Z are not involved directly, right? They hire Miss Audio Timbers, okay?
We gotta start using
Audie.
more normal names, man. We're just gonna keep. Okay, Miss Audio Timbers. I got it. It's
Okay,
in there.
Audie, she shows up, right? And Wolf Boy is there, and he's like sitting the wrong way, and Dr. Phlebas and Flambers. The two doctors are both standing there, and they're like, "Okay, we'll see how this goes, right?" Audie like goes over to Wolf Boy,
Okay.
and unlike Kevin, walks over and she pets him on the head, right?
Yep.
Wolf Boy starts to tap his right foot like something fierce, right?
Yep.
And from this position, Audie Timbers grabs Wolf Boy's arm and puts it into a standard arm bar, right? Wolf Boy, and then reaches into her back pocket and goes, "If you can do this, I'll give you this," right?
Does he just yell "Wolf boy" in
Holds
excitement?
up a standard dog treat. Wolf Boy says Wolf Boy. He's like a Pokemon. Puts her in an arm bar, almost breaks her arm, and she's like tapping on his leg. He doesn't know what tapping out means. And then she goes, "Wolf Boy, if you stop, I'll give you this." And she holds up another treat with her other arm, and he stops immediately, right?
Okay. Yeah, she's figured it out. It's all
Gives
about
him the
the treats.
treats. Okay. Now, we're gonna do a time skip here. Wolf Boy is now 16.
Okay. Almost a wolf man now.
And Miss Audie Timbers just says that to him. She's like, "You're almost a wolf man now, Wolf Boy." And he just goes, "Wolf Boy," right?
Yeah, all right, so his linguistic skills have not improved.
Not much. He can speak, but he doesn't like to. It seems to impede on his joy.
Okay.
Time check.
You have 5 minutes and 26 seconds left.
Okay. At this point, many years have passed, and we're in the future-ish.
I mean, yeah, 9 years.
Yeah, there you go. I
Yeah.
can't do math.
Have they,
So.
if I may ask a clarifying question,
Yes.
have Phlebas and Florbus made any extra Wolf Boy post Wolf
Nope.
Boy, or is it?
But Florbus has gotten much smaller. And Phlebas has gotten much taller.
And that's really all I need to know about that.
Phlebas is like now 6'5", and Florbus is now like 3'8".
Okay, how tall were
Right?
they to begin
They
with?
were the same height
Okay.
when Wolf Boy was 7.
Just like a solid
Okay?
5'10". Okay. Okay,
Now, here's what happens next, though.
what happens
A
next?
TV screen, like a giant projected FaceTime, pops up on Phlebas and Florbus's screen in their evil lab or whatever. Okay.
They're
And they're
Eastern
looking at it,
nearby,
and
Icelandic.
Z and Y are on the other side, and they're in like some like dank basement, like concrete area. There's like it's like something's dripping from the ceiling, and like the lighting's really bad. It's like sketchy and weird, right? And they're like, "Listen, I know we're gonna tell you something that we've been lying to you."
Who are
And
they addressing this to?
they're
Phlebas?
talking to Phlebas and Florbus,
Okay.
right? And Audie Timbers is also there, and Wolf Boy, and Wolf
How
Boy
tall is
is
Wolf Boy now?
what?
How large is Wolf Boy?
Wolf Boy is fucking huge.
Okay, like standing like a man.
If Wolf Boy stands up on his hind legs, he is much larger than Shaq.
Okay.
But he crouches down, but like when
Okay.
he gets big, oh, he's intimidating, right?
Okay.
But like Audie Timbers loves him like her own child, so she
Yeah,
doesn't even care.
he's
Like
Wolf
they'll
Boy.
do like the rolling for Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it's fine.
He just loves
As
to
long as she
roll.
has treats, she's fine. She's broken arm a couple times. So Z and A are like, "We only have a few minutes to relay this message, but we've entered our last hope. We're not we're you may have thought we were the mob, and we are. We need to fund our ventures somehow. But that's not our ultimate goal.
Oh.
Our ultimate goal is to get our planet on the short list." And Phlebas and Florbus are like, "What are you talking about?" They're like, "We don't have time." Time check.
You have 2 minutes and 17 seconds left.
Okay, Z and A. They go, Wolf Boy has to enter the tournament. And they're like, what? Fleebs and Florbus are like, the tournament? What do you mean? And Z and A look at this screen and they're like, they're probably already on their way. This is the last time we'll talk to you. And Z looks at the screen and he goes, Wolf Boy! And Wolf Boy perks up his head and does that weird, like, dog head tilt when he's trying to understand. Okay.
Oh
And Z
gosh.
goes, my only son! And Wolf Boy goes, what?
Wolf boy?
He starts doing cartwheels or something.
He tucks and rolls a lot. He likes to
He
roll.
loves somersaults. Okay. And Z goes, my only son, I only wish that you will succeed in your tournament venture and get Earth on the short list.
The short list to what with 1 minute left?
That's exactly what Fleavus and Florvis say, right? Okay. And just when they say, what short list? A fucking wormhole opens in the evil lab, right?
Yep.
Out of the wormhole come these like weird, like skeletal helmet men, right? Like opaque glass helmets with like bronze lining on the sides and weird symbology like pressed into their center chest, like Superman on some unhinged, terrible thing, right?
They got bones
Tons of
inside
these
the tree
guys
trunks.
flooding out of the wormhole. Okay, they shoot Fleabus and Florbus, right?
God.
Right when Florbus is shot, he absorbs into Fleabus, and Fleabus tucks his hands over his head like he's diving into a pool, launches into the sky.
Okay.
Okay, then, time check.
8 seconds left. Take me
Then,
home.
Wolf Boy screams!
Okay.
Wow!
All right. All right. You got your timer ready?
Oh, I was born ready, Gore.
All right. Give me 15 minutes.
And you're on.
And Wolf Boy screams, Wolf Boy! It's more like, Rag Boy!
Something like that.
And the two Skeletrex aliens
And his bone army.
look, and his bone army, they're on the other side of the portal. They look at each other and they say, is that him? Why does he not look like the rest of them? And
Yeah.
the other one's like, does that matter? I don't know. And they're like, do we need to call corporate? And they're like, it's fine. We don't want to get this. I don't get paid enough for this, Skelly. Are you Wolf Boy? They say to Wolf Boy. And Wolf Boy says, Wolf Boy? And they say, that'll do. Load him up.
What
Now,
about Audie
we'll get
Timbers?
there, don't worry. Now, as soon as they say load him up, there's like a burge, not a burge, a surge.
What's a burge?
Actually, it's a burge. So if you combine a surge and a blast, do that in
It's
your head
both at the same
at the
time.
same, that's a burge. So there's a burge, a blinding light
Right then.
burns. And Skeletrex and Skelly and Wolf Boy disappear. And the like one dude of the boned army who's like on the other side of the wormhole being like, are you guys done yet? They're all gone.
No.
And as the lights come back on, it's just Audie Timbers looking at a poor 3'8" corpse on the ground and a hole in the ceiling and the scorched earth of where there was just a wormhole being like, what the fuck just happened?
Like in under 15
In under
seconds.
15 seconds. Now we're gonna leave that storyline there for a second because
Yeah.
it's not as important. We're to go
Yes.
back to this other end of the wormhole. And so from Wolf Boy's perspective, in his two color vision, he doesn't have human vision, he's just got it's
He's
dog.
got wolf vision.
It's kind of it might be why he's like not so good at reading. He just can't right see it. He
Not
can't see
book
the
smart.
numbers. Yeah, no, it's more of like a vision thing. You know, they didn't think too much about which genes should be wolf genes and which genes should be people genes, probably because they had a gun to the back of their heads. Anyway, Wolf Boy pops out on the other side. Now, first thing he notices is this planet smells very different. You know, he's a very smell-driven
So he
being.
realizes he's not on his home planet.
I don't think he understands what the planet is. He knows it's not the jujitsu
His three favorite rooms.
though. His three favorite rooms are jujitsu room, TV time room, and kitchen, which he
Yeah,
thinks
there you
of as
go.
snack room.
Yeah.
He also really loves Treats Closet, but he's never gotten the privilege of seeing Treats Closet in person. It's one of the only extra temporal concepts that he understands is Treats Closet.
He's like, this is not the treats closet.
He doesn't know what it is, but he knows that jujitsu room, TV room, and snack room are not Treats Closet. They just can't be good enough.
Neither is this planet.
So, like, what a diehard Christian might think of as heaven, for Wolf Boy, that's Treats Closet.
Eternal bliss.
It is eternal bliss. It is salvation beyond belief. Not that he suffers much, but Treats Closet would make it so much better.
Oh.
So, as Wolf Boy pops out on the other side of this wormhole, he just knows it's not one of his three favorite rooms.
Yeah.
And he looks at these.
How are they like contate like is he just walking with them or is he like bound somehow?
So as the portal closed, you know, he kind of just like tuck and rolled out. I mean, he didn't need to. You know, their
He
technology is so
just loves
advanced.
rolling.
That's what they said. And then one of their other employees, Bob, was like,
Yep.
"Do they all look like that down there?" And then Skeletrix was like, "Don't ask. Just are you? This is Wolf Boy, right?" And he goes, "Wolf."
Does Skeletrix himself look like?
Skeletrix. Well, he's really Skeletrix the fourth. He was just one of the guys. You know, they all look like skeletons, but with, how did you describe it? A glass helmet.
Go.
They're more spiky too. Like, imagine like a
Like
human.
when they open their visors.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's glass. You can like see through. It's not really ever addressed why they're wearing helmets. But yeah,
Fashion.
you know, for functional purposes, just think of it as a human skeleton with like more spikes, wearing a glass helmet, like a
Spiky boys.
motorcycle helmet with a visor down.
Yeah, there you
Sometimes they
go.
lift it up, sometimes they put it down. There doesn't really seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. Anyway, they're just like, so this is Wolf Boy. And
He's
Wolf Boy goes,
rolling.
he goes, "Wolf Boy?" And they're like, "Good enough for us. Are you ready for the tournament?" And Wolf Boy goes, "Treats Closet?" And they say, "No." And he goes, "Aw." And they say, "Tournament?" And
Oh.
he goes, "Wolf Boy?" And then they're ready. All right.
So, are these guys, do they want Wolf Boy to go in the tournament
Well, I mean,
differently than
they want to get.
Z and Y?
We'll get back to what's going on there. Time check.
8 minutes, 50 seconds.
We'll get back to what's going on there. Let me know when there's like 5 minutes left, and I'll hop back to what's happening in Audie's world right now. From, you know, Skeletrix the fourth, Skelly, and Bob's, you know, perspective. They just like want to, it's work, you know, it's like you just
Yeah.
clock in, clock out,
They
you know, they're just
they've
they're clocking in
got a
their bonus.
directive, and
Yeah, they
that's
were told
that.
to get the human named Wolf Boy to the tournament. You know, they're not so sure that he's human, but his name is Wolf Boy, and they're like, that's good enough because it's already
Are
4:59 alien
you
skeleton
Wolf Boy?
time.
Okay, get him.
They're like, they've got strong unions there. These guys clock out at 5 on the dot.
Yeah, they're not taking work home.
No, exactly. So they're like, Wolf Boy is, you know, that's not our problem. The
That seems
tournament.
right.
Yeah, it seems right. From what I've heard, it's not a super common name. And so they, you know, Wolf Boy walks over towards this tournament. Now, if I can describe for you a bit, like where they popped into,
Yeah.
imagine like the Colosseum from the Gladiator movie. And then
But it's
like,
not, is it Earth-like or not Earth-like at all?
it's like Earth, but like way drier.
Okay, so they're in a desert?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And there's like a lot of glass.
Okay.
And you might think I'm saying that structures are made of glass, but no, it's just like lying around. Like it's,
Like discarded glass?
I don't know if it's discarded
Do
or it's
people have
just like,
like 8-inch shoe
yeah,
soles?
so like where on Earth we have like shrubs, they just have large pieces of glass. Luckily for the tournament, because they're bringing in other species which are like, I don't know, not as cool with glass. They clear that shit out. It's just sand in there. But you know, if
There
you
are
were,
some species that do not like glass.
yeah, you know, humans are one. Wolf boys also not a huge fan of glass.
Yeah.
Most beings with, you know, nerve endings and you know, not
Pain
bones
receptors.
or skins, they're just not fond of glass so much. So I mean, it's nice though, because like if anybody tries to run, you're not gonna get very far.
Yeah.
It might be more pleasant to die in the tournament, let me tell you. They don't even chase you. They know for sure you're not.
Yeah. It's like Mr. Sir from Holes saying,
Yeah, it's like, you
you
know,
can run, but you're gonna die.
yeah, you know, and unlike those lizards, this glass can't be tamed. It's just out there.
Yellow spotted glass.
It's just glass. It's everywhere. But anyway, from Wolf Boy, that really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So he just walks into this Colosseum. He has no idea what a Colosseum is, right? So he just,
Looks like a big water bowl.
from his perspective, he walked into not the jujitsu room, not the TV room, not the snack room,
Is definitely not
and
treats
it's definitely
closet.
not the treats closet. So that's pretty much all he knows. Now, there is a giant skeleton, Skeletrex the First. I mean,
Yeah.
the other corporate underling, he's a bit of royalty, but it's like one of those ones where they don't even like get any lands. I don't know.
Is
It's kind of.
Skeletrex the first, like the Caesar?
Yeah, he's like their Caesar. Yeah, why not? Immortal, though, we're kind of. Long enough that it seems immortal to humans.
Yeah.
We don't really know how long a wolf
Millennia.
boy lives yet, but probably immortal to him, too.
Yeah.
And
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. So as Wolf Boy walks into this room that is definitely not the Treats Closet, the Caesar says, "And let the tournament begin." Now I'm gonna s swing back for a second. We're gonna flip back
Yeah.
to Audie, full name Audio Timbers, just sobbing. And then you know when like it's just like so fucking crazy, you don't know whether to cry. She's slowly going like a little bit insane.
Yeah, she's definitely tilting back and forth.
It's like one of those scream laugh cries, you know?
Yeah.
And then as soon as she's, you know, just barely beginning to process, she's not, but she's stopping. It's more cry now than it is laugh and scream in addition.
Yeah.
She's getting a hold of herself. Where that giant hole was in the window, you can picture that in your mind. Go like 2 feet to the right of it, and then another hole comes straight down. And it's Dr. Phlebas.
Yeah.
And
Having
he,
absorbed Dr.
having
Florbus.
absorbed the life essence of Dr. Phlorbus, and she looks at him, she's like, "What the fuck? When did you fly?" And he's like, "You should see it out there. It's fucking crazy." And she's like, "What?" Just about then, because they're offshore, but it's not that far offshore.
Yeah.
They can like kind of hear the air raid sirens going in mainland Iceland. I don't know the name of the town. It's not Reykjavik, but it's like not far from Reykjavik where they're at.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, now that there's two new skylights in the jujitsu room, they kind of see the clouds growing very dark.
No.
Just at about that time, let me know when I have 1 minute left. We'll go
Okay,
back to
3 minutes.
Wolfboy. And just about that time, the screen kicks back on. It's Y and Z from the Icelandic Mafia. And they're like, "Did he leave? Did it work?" And both of them, even the man who can now fly, but like, "What the fuck is going on?" And they're like, "All right, we're just gonna like spark notes it here. Intergalactic Championship. It's sort of like a sign up or die. If we lose, though, we also die. Why are you guys not in a basement? I thought we sent this in an email. Did you read the email? Everybody in the organization is supposed to be in a basement or a bunker by now. You should hustle. And they're like, what?
Yeah, please.
And they're like,
Why did you
no.
shoot me?
That's fair. And he's like, why did you shoot me? And they're like, we didn't shoot you. We shot your clone. Don't worry about it. You might need
Florbus
to.
was making plans.
No, they were like, they didn't even know. I mean, he was, but they didn't care about that. They were like, we only pay for one of you, and you were the original. And, you might need to fly. You're definitely going to be stronger than you currently are. Because
Yeah.
from what I've seen of the progress, the challenges from what we've heard is kind of multifaceted. We don't really know what it is. Wolf Boy does not seem like maybe this wasn't the best plan for a world champion, considering we don't know the challenge.
How did they come up with like that as their best plan? One minute.
When they got so the aliens, they thought if they sent the email, the skeleton aliens, to everybody on Earth, because they can hack that shit, it would just cause panic. So, they come from a more egalitarian society where there's a lot more equal opportunity. Everybody's got a great education and has an equal say in everything going on. But
Healthcare.
they kind of just assume that's how it works elsewhere. So they just chose one person at random from the Earth with a Gmail address and sent the invitation to them.
There you go.
Then whatever they said went. It happened to be Mr. Mrs. Y of the
Yeah.
Icelandic Mafia, who was like
Could have been
really,
worse.
really high at the time and just replied, thinking it was a joke, okay, we'll send a wolf boy. And so that's that.
What a prank!
Nobody else knows that, not even Mr. Z, because the next morning when she got schematics for a bunch of advanced technology and signs of alien life, it's embarrassing. So she kind of came up with like an alternative explanation, and Mr. Z is more of like, he's more the muscle. So, she was able to convince him a wolf boy was All right, I guess I ran out of time. Take me back to what's going on with Wolf Boy.
Okay.
15 minutes.
So
Run with
she like locked it in because she was just kind of like goofed up on some sort of like, hot springs meth.
it.
Okay. And
Yep.
she sent back Wolf Boy. And when you communicate about the tournament, the Skeletrex, who are the arbiters of this tournament, right? They just
Yeah.
run it.
Yeah,
They
no.
clock out at 5, okay?
You
They
can
run the
sit
tournament
there.
for all of the planets that want it, but they don't like they're not the ones who like came up with the idea.
Okay.
But when she emailed back Wolf Boy, they sent back a mind transmission telling them that they were locked in for Wolf Boy or else the big gun will get them, okay?
They had to dumb down the
When
concepts to
that was
humans.
mind transmitted, they were like, "Okay, maybe that's legit."
We've made a terrible
And
mistake.
that's when the Icemen went somehow for the miracle of humanity, went from, mobsters to like trying to use their finances to fund this
I mean,
wild operation.
you can't run a mob if the earth is destroyed.
Like for X and Y to legitimately believe that they could create a wolf boy, wild in the first place. To follow through on that plan? Oh my God. Near miraculous. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Wolf Boy has just entered the Colosseum on one side. On the other side, ZNA, they go, "We're going back to our bunker. Turn
Yeah.
off the call," right?
What about
And
Audie and
Flurbus,
Flurbus? Flevis?
Flevis, there you go.
The doctor.
Flurbus, Flevis goes, and tiny Flurbus is in his hand. Okay. Him, Flevis, and Flurbus, they're all like, "Oh, how are we gonna help Wolf Boy?" Right? Because he's all there by the like skeleton army by himself, right?
Yeah, they
They're
don't
bringing
even.
him up to the gate, and like Bob looks at him, and Bob's like, "Do you like know like what you're about to do?" And Wolf Boy just goes, "Wolf Boy," starts rolling around in a ball. Like, and he's a big boy. He's like, his birthday was today. He's
I've heard he's
17
larger
now.
than
He's
Shaq.
just rolling around. And Bob goes, "Listen, Wolf Boy." Wolf Boy goes, "Wolf Boy doesn't stop rolling." Okay.
Oh,
Bob
God.
holds up a treat because he just kind of knows. He has an intuition, right? He's like, he's got
They've
a
got
Skeletrix
dogs. They've
dog
got
at home.
skeleton dogs,
He's got
too.
a bone dog army. Okay. Holds up a treat, and Wolf Boy go, like starts to sit. And Bob's like, "I don't think you should sit like that." Goes crisscross applesauce. Okay. He goes, "Listen." He goes, "Listen. Listen, Wolf Boy. You are currently in an intergalactic tournament. Okay?
Does he trust?
We managed to get Earth on the short list." Wolf Boy goes, "All right, but it sounds like a dog."
Yeah, it's more like a all
Okay, cut back to audio, Audie and Phlebas and Florbus.
right. Oh, Florbus is back. He just regrew from the little
There's
squibble.
two in his hand, and Phlebas eats both of them.
Don't, we'll just gloss
He
over that.
he's now 7'3". He is a tall man. Okay, they look out of the atmosphere. A giant gun is just pointed at Earth, right?
Okay.
Like a gun the size of like the moon, right?
Like a cannon?
No,
Like a 1800 Smith and Wesson?
it looks kind of like a Nerf gun. Okay? Now, Nerf bullets are made to be harmless, but not at that size. Okay, back to the tournament.
Okay.
Bob looks at him and he goes, "Listen, Wolf Boy, I have your attention. I'm holding this treat.
May I have your attention?
There are warriors from all other planets. From what I understand, your planet did not understand what they were getting themselves into with that email." Okay. Wolf Boy goes, "Wolf Boy," right? He's like, "I don't even think you understand me." Gives him the treat, holds up a new one. Wolf Boy is like wagging his tail, like looking at him, tongue out. He's like, "But there's some intelligence behind those eyes," is Bob's inner monologue, right? And Bob goes, "Listen, I don't usually do this," because he checks his watch. "I have to go in like 10 minutes." He's
They
like, "I
don't
got
pay
a
overtime.
Skellaboy at home."
I got a scalable boy.
Okay. He
Oh,
goes,
God.
"You can call in for help, right? We can warp him in right now. I know we shot that one guy. It's just part of it, okay?"
Skeletrix the fourth has a bit of an imposter syndrome,
Yeah.
the
And he
Napoleon
leans to him. He's like,
complex.
"Listen, they can't like help you during the fight, but they can advise you, like they can help you, right?" And Wolf Boy just turns to him and he goes, "I would like for you to bring in my friends." And he's
Oh.
like, "What?"
Oh,
Wolf Boy
Wolf
go like
Boy.
he like blanks out like he's like deeply hypnotized, says that over to him, and then goes back to wagging his tail and panting, right? Bob goes, "All right,
All
I
right,
got
that'll
5 minutes
do.
before I clock out." Gives Wolf Boy the treat, wormholes back through, brings both Audie and Phlebas into his like basically like corner
Yeah,
before the
before a
gate is
fight.
opened.
What do they think about being wormholed, Audie and Phlebas?
They're there, and then they're like, "What happened?" And Phlebas goes, "I'm too tall for this wormhole," and Bob just pulls him through by his ankle. Okay. Immediately as this happens, the gate opens. Time check.
Great question. You have 8 minutes and 22
Okay,
seconds.
bless.
And this is the final
Over
one. You got to tie it all together.
Bob like enter like he's a tall wolf boy. He's
Yeah.
like, you know, he's he even though Phlebas, Dr. Phlebas is like 7'3" or whatever,
Yeah.
Wolf Boy's still taller than him
Yeah.
standing on his like a person, like a wolf boy person.
Like more boy than wolf. Yeah.
like pushes him out and he goes, "Good luck, son." And then he goes, "Okay, I'm out." Go steps through the warp hole. Okay.
Oh God, classic
And
Bob.
Bob's like the four suns on this planet are like blinding him, reflecting off of all the glass is even worse.
You mean Fleabus,
Okay.
not Bob, right?
Bob is gone. Phlebas and Audie are still in the corner, and Wolf Boy steps into the arena,
Okay,
right?
all right.
And Wolf Boy looks across him, and there's what looks the closest I can describe it is like a giant eggplant, right?
All right.
And when I say giant, I mean like Wolf Boy is like as tall as eggplant's leg, right?
Oh wow. I didn't think eggplant had legs.
Eggplant looks at him and he goes, "Bunyah!" Like starts like sounding off like some weird trumpet, right?
Yeah, like an
Runs
eggplant war
straight
cry.
at him. Okay.
Okay, what does Wolf Boy do?
Audie goes, "Heel hook!" Screams it from like underneath. Wolf Boy looks up at the crowd, aliens for like 80,000 rows that like ascend up into space.
Okay.
Wolf Boy goes, "Wolf Boy!" Throws eggplant in a perfect heel hook. Okay?
Right.
Rips that eggplant's leg off. Eggplant goes, "Ah!" Like it's screaming, like eggplant blood is soaking the first rows who put on their rain jackets.
Can't.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wolf Boy, basically like looks back at Audie, like kind of like what next?
He's
And
just
she just
happy
like
to
gives him
be
like
there.
two thumbs up and like a big smile, and that means like come on back. Wolf Boy runs back into their gate. Round
Okay.
one, Wolf Boy. Okay, Eggplant Man gone. They
Okay.
serve him as Parmesan for the rest of the VIP attendees. Okay.
All right.
Many, many rounds go by. Hard to explain, like 10 different rounds of crazy, like
Alien
intergalactic
combat.
species battles for planet, right?
All we need to know is Wolf Boy is winning.
Wolf Boy has made it to the next round, right? During this time, basically, Audie just pets him and they're just like, making it through. And meanwhile, Phlebas is like starting to write like calculations in the dust, right? Like, he's like, how are we gonna like get out of this? Like, how can we even get back to Earth, right? Right when that's happening, they hear like some like Skeletrek's bone language where it's like a bunch of bones like slapping together, but somehow he made out Wolf Boy out of the bone sounds. Okay, the Skella boys, they put on a show. Like they're hired on, they do a good job, but then they leave when it's time. Time check.
You have 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to tell me why Wolf Boy is so silly. The
Okay.
original prompt.
Okay. So Wolf Boy goes, he is just overwhelmed. Like imagine like 800,000 spectators that ascend into the outer limits of Glass Planet, right? Like,
Yeah.
especially when the seats are all made of glass, like the
Can
four
he
suns are
even?
reflecting into his eyes.
It's just a lot. It's a lot for Wolf
It's
Boy to
really
take.
overwhelming.
He
But
only
Wolf Boy,
knows
to his
three
credit, just
rooms.
starts rolling around, right?
He's got the
Now, this time, a creature that, like Eggplant Man was giant, but he didn't look that scary. He just looked like a giant eggplant, right?
Yeah.
This time, something that can only be described as like a circle, but like it's rotating with like nine different snake heads that are all chasing each other, right? That's the best way I can describe
You know what? That'll have to do. Okay.
it. Okay. And like the snake head roller starts to come at him like some giant wheel, right? Wolf Boy. Like this is within like the first 5 seconds. Like he just stopped rolling. Turns up to his right, giant snake wheel coming at him. He is putting his hands up, and they're like, he didn't stop it from moving, and it's like ripping the flesh from the inside of his paws, right?
Oh,
Just
poor
from
Wolf
pure
Boy.
rotation power. Wolf Boy looks at Audie and he's just like terrified. And Audie goes, "How do you jujitsu a snake circle thing?" Right?
Nice. Yeah.
Audie goes, "Listen, you have to put him in a butterfly chokehold." And Wolf
Wait,
Boy
is
goes, Wolf
that
Boy goes, "Wolf Boy," and he goes, "Yes, it is a real thing." And Audie goes, "But you have to do it to all five snake heads, right?"
thought there were seven.
That's what he says. Wolf Boy gets one snake head under his right arm, one snake head under his left arm, one snake under his right knee, his left knee, and his neck. Five snake heads in a chokehold, right?
Yep.
Two are left, and they're just biting into his legs.
Oh.
Like, biting, biting, biting. He's bleeding all over his legs, right?
Oh, poor Wolf Boy.
Now, Wolf Boy chokes out five out of seven heads of this snake, which certifiably make the other two start to slow down quite a bit. Like,
Yeah,
bites are
yeah.
hurting, hurting, hurting. Then the bites just like, they're like little warm, nappy pets.
Yeah.
Okay? Snake Circle Man starts to pass out, and Wolf Boy bites the head off of the two remaining snake heads. Crowd goes wild. They're losing their shit. Glass is being eaten like popcorn. Okay, Wolf Boy
God.
goes back to his side. It's been like almost like 36 hours Earth time at this point.
He's got a lot of energy. He can take it.
Wolf Boy's still rolling.
You have 1 minute left.
Okay, they call him out for the third and final round. They're
Yep.
like, listen, the plan, Earth is on the short list, but the pistol is still pointing, right? Which shows on the TV screen. Out comes Wolf Boy's worst nightmare.
What is it?
It's a mailman. Just a regular Earth mailman. He's like, "How did I get signed up for this?" And Wolf Boy goes, "How did you make it this far?" But in a wolf voice. And then the mailman tears off his head, and he's a weird giant specter from a different planet.
14 seconds.
Wolf Boy starts to roll frantically. The mailman starts to laugh, and Wolf Boy goes, "Hee hee!" And the mailman specter thing explodes. Turns out it can't laugh. Wolf Boy knew the whole time, and then he goes back to his
God.
thing, and they all go back home because of the Dr. Phlebas's equation, and they give each other a hug. The end. Happy ending.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, play us out, sir.
Oh man, you know, in the long term, Wolf Boy is the hero we all needed, you know what I mean?
Don't.